The first reading today, St. Paul tells the Corinthians that he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. Now, while there are a number of verses that are taken out of the reading, we also, though, look at what happens at the end of the reading. And he says, I betrothed you as to one spouse, that I might present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Now, we know in this same letter that St. Paul boasts about someone else. He boasts about someone who had died and went to the third heaven and heard things that couldn't be spoken and all these different things. And he says, I'll not boast of myself, but I'll boast of this other person. But if you think about it, even that, he's boasting in the Lord. So he's not boasting so much of the Lord, but of somebody who, because of the Lord, is able to go to heaven. The person came back to life. Of course, the commentators assume that it was St. Paul himself when he was stoned to death and then came back to life. But regardless, doesn't say that. And so we look at that and say, all right, he's not boasting about himself. He's boasting about the goodness of God. Now, in the context then, when we look at this and we say, all right, he's telling us to boast in the Lord, and then he boasts about this other person in the Lord, and he talks to the Corinthians about how he had given them to Christ as a chaste virgin to one spouse. Well, in that case, each one of us can look also at our vocation, and we can ask ourselves, in what do I boast? If you are married, can boast of your spouse, not of your own things, but of your spouse's things, the goodness that God has blessed you with in this particular individual, and glory in that person, in the Lord. Again, it's not just the natural human accomplishments of the person, but rather in the Lord. What has God done for this person? And that in his mercy, he's given this person to you to love you and for you to love. If your call is not to be married, then it is in the Lord himself. Because that's the one then who is espoused to your soul. And so we boast then in the same way of the one who is the spiritual spouse, the divine spouse. Everyone can do that, whether they're called to married life or not, but those called to married life in a special way are able to boast of this other individual in the Lord. The key in all of this is getting the focus off of ourselves. That's the point St. Paul is making. If he's telling us to boast in the Lord, he's telling us about this other individual in the Lord, but not of himself. He's showing the people, don't boast about your own accomplishments. Don't boast about yourself. What good is it going to get us anyway? But rather, what we need to be doing is keeping our focus on heaven, and then we can boast of the things of heaven. And if you're boasting of the things of heaven, bringing this back around to where it started, if you're called to be married, your spouse is a gift from heaven. How often do married people think that way? Oftentimes we don't. But if you're in a sacramental marriage, it is because God has called you to this. And God is the one who's put your souls together. God is the one who has lifted you up and now wants to raise you up so the two of you can become saints together. It is all of heaven, and it leads to heaven. And that's why one can boast in that way. And therefore, again, if you just look on the practical order, the two are to serve one another. They are to keep the focus off of themselves and keep it on the spouse. For those not called to the married state, then that's exactly what we're supposed to do as well. Keep our focus on the spouse of our soul, on Jesus. Keep it off of ourselves and anyone whom the Lord has put into our lives. That sounds like such an easy thing to do. And it should be. But we know how difficult it is. And there's only one reason why it's difficult. That's because we're in love with ourselves. The more that you're in love with somebody else, the more you're going to focus on that other person. And so if you're in love with this other human being in the Lord, you're going to rejoice in that person. You're going to boast in that person. If you're in love with the Lord, you're going to rejoice in Him and you're going to boast of Him. If you're in love with yourself, it's all about me. I'll boast about me. I'll talk about me. It's all about me. Isn't that what our society is all about? Because they've taken their focus off of God. They've rejected God and they've put themselves in God's place. And so the focus is all on themselves. But again, just looking at this within the context of married life, to see what a beautiful thing God has done, how He has made married life so much about becoming saints. It helps you to keep your focus off yourself. Everything in marriage is about the other person and the children that would follow from it. It's not about ourselves. And so if we can learn that in a marital situation, that can then bring us to focus on the Lord, get the focus off ourselves. For those who are single, it actually is a little bit more difficult because we spend so much time by ourselves that it's easy just to focus on the self, which is why we need to do what St. Paul tells us to do, and that's to pray always so that we can keep the focus off of ourselves and on the Lord. Then whatever we're doing in the Lord, which a married couple can do the same. But the whole point is charity, the love of God, the love of neighbor. That's what it needs to be about. So again, even in boasting of the spouse, it has to be in the Lord, because you have to love that person in the Lord, which means we have to love God first, and then we have to love this other person with the love of God, with the love that flows from God, because we love God. Because otherwise, if it's just on the natural level, that's where it's going to stay. It doesn't lead you to become a saint, even in married life, if it just stays on the natural level. It needs to be spiritual. It needs to lift one up. But that's the call for all of us. So put the focus on the Lord. And if you're called to married life, focus on that other person in the Lord. Love that person in the Lord and love the Lord in that person so that you're serving that other and you're serving the Lord. What a beautiful thing. What a glorious thing that God has done in giving us this wonderful sacrament. So again, something that we can all ponder and look at what that means, not only for people who are married, but for those who are single as well. Those who are consecrated to the Lord in a special way, for women who are consecrated, they're to be the spouse of the Lord. So the same principle is there, it's just the Lord is the spouse. So you don't just have to serve Him in the Lord because you're serving the Lord, period. What a beautiful thing. So bring all that to prayer and ask yourself, am I really loving as I'm asked to love? If you're called to be married, am I loving my spouse the way that I've promised to God and to this other person that I would love my spouse? Or am I focused more on myself than on my spouse? That's where marriages get in trouble, because it's two selfish people that are focused on themselves rather than two people practicing the love that they promised and focusing on the other. So if we can get the focus off ourselves and put it on the other, that's where we can really grow the most and become the saints that God has called us to be.